This is the RevOps Recruiters Podcast, Episode 2, Preparing to Hire a RevOps Leader.
Adam, welcome back.
Yeah, man, here we are.
I'm excited. Episode 2, man.
Yes.
Let's do this again. I'm fired up. Welcome, everyone. So welcome to the RevOps Recruiters Podcast, Episode 2. Where our mission is to provide insights and best practices around finding, hiring, and retaining top revenue operations talent.
That's it.
So what are we going to talk about today, Adam?
Yeah, today we're going to dive into really preparing to hire a RevOps leader. So there are specific things that we believe that companies should be working through as they prepare to hire that next person. And so let's talk about that today.
I like that. That's exciting. So yeah, we've got three buckets that we're going to work through today.
Yeah,
is that right?
That's right.
So we've broken this section into pre-hire needs, recruiting process,
yep,
and retention.
Yeah.
So why don't we start with the first one? Internal discovery is what we had listed under pre-hire needs. Let's start talking about that.
Yeah. So really, I think, you know, companies, before they start the recruiting process, the hiring process, there's some work that they need to do internally before that. And one of the things is really evaluating their current systems, right? Yeah. So if I think about that, most companies have some kind of technology in place, but the question they really need to be asking themselves is, does the technology we have, specifically the CRM, which is kind of the hub of all the other pieces of technology, does that technology provide for us what we need as we begin to build for the future? Because a lot of times maybe it's functioning today and it works, but when you bring in this next RevOps leader or this first RevOps leader, they're hopefully helping you build for the next, not for just today.
Right.
And so we need to evaluate, does the technology we have in place today work? Will it get us to where we want to go?
Yeah.
And if so, great. That checks the first box. But if not, then there's a real important next question is, are we willing to invest in the technology that we are going to need to get us to that next spot?
And it's interesting. I think we've seen both cases, right? With our clients, we've engaged with clients that, you know, haven't quite thought through the role. They didn't
right.
really understand the full scope of the role. They didn't really understand where they were internally, what their current state was, and how big of a lift this was. But then there was other clients that had done some of this pre-qualifying
right.
work, this pre-discovery
sure.
work that is really helpful in preparing for this hire. So yeah, but you bring up a good point. The system side. What else do we have? We have data quality.
Yeah, I mean, when we think about, you know, oftentimes we've got expectations when we bring this leader in. We think, okay, we're going to bring him in, and we're immediately going to get insights from this
yes.
person around our data. I think the question we need to ask ourselves as an organization prior to hiring this person is, does the data that we have right now, is it at a level of quality that we can actually gain insights today?
Yeah.
And the reason that's important is that we want to have good, clear expectations. So if the data is strong, if there is a lot of quality, we've been capturing it, and really this person's coming in just to begin to analyze it and gain insights, great.
That's
You're
awesome.
Going to hit the ground running
yeah.
on day one.
Exactly.
But if not, we need to be real as an organization to say, yeah, our data quality really isn't strong right now. And so let's not create an expectation, or let's be realistic about the expectation that it's probably going to be 3, 6, 9 months before we really gain the insights that we need. And that's okay. We got to start somewhere, but we really need to know what we're going into before we make
yeah.
that hire.
Yeah. I think it's as a leader, as a C-level leader, a lot of times what we find is there's the expectation of, I want to have full visibility today.
Right now. Yeah.
Today. But what we find, and you can speak to this, I think most of the time what we find is the majority of companies that we engage with and try to go on this journey with, they don't have good data hygiene.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I think most of the time if you're starting down this road, you're probably having some problems around systems and data.
Of course, yeah.
And so that brings up a really good point. But you can get a foot, you know, get a leg up,
yeah.
right, in this area.
Start the process,
start to think about it.
Be realistic about where you are, and then really, I think we'll talk about this in a few minutes, but that'll help you really paint a clear picture for the folks that you're looking at to
exactly.
say, here's what we're going to need.
That's right. Okay, let's move on to the next bucket under pre-hire needs. That would be leadership buy-in.
Yeah.
That's
when we think about this function, like, it's not enough just to have one leader that's interested in or excited about RevOps. Really, the entire leadership team, whether that's the entire C-suite or the executive team, everyone needs to be on board with this role and with this function. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't necessarily mean that they all have to fully understand it,
yeah.
right? Oftentimes, we have candidates that are talking to companies and they're talking to different leaders. And one of the questions that leader asks is, tell me what RevOps is. Yeah. So they don't necessarily have to fully understand it, but they have to be open and on board with it.
Yeah.
In other words, they're saying, I'm willing to learn in this area. Yeah. I'm willing to grow. I'm excited about having someone here that'll help us get to where we need to go, even if I don't really know what that roadmap looks like. What doesn't work is that someone saying, I don't think we need this.
Right.
It's too early. It's not the right timing. I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. Those are blockers.
Yeah, exactly. I think you, a lot of times we see that that CRO is the champion, or you have someone championing operations. Yeah. And I think a good rule of thumb is to start those conversations earlier, to start to bring some of those other leaders in, socialize what revenue operations
is. Man, great value, word, socializing it. Yeah.
That's it. That's it, right? And if you don't have the very top bought in, I think that's what you're saying is, You can still be on the fence. You can even be in a place of not understanding, but it's really about your posture towards RevOps. Do you have a closed posture or do you have an open posture?
That's it.
And you're willing to learn and go on this journey
and
really reap the fruit of, you know,
for sure. Yeah.
Of what this can do.
Let's see it. Yeah.
So, all right. And then budget.
And kind of with that goes the idea of, like, even if everybody's in, you got to understand that bringing on headcount costs money. So is it approved budget for this role? And I really think budget kind of falls into two categories. Yeah. There's the cost of that headcount, that employee.
Yep.
But then there's also the cost of the systems, the other things that are going to be needed. So have you really thought through, okay, we have budget for this role and we're willing to spend the dollars in this area.
And we're not saying, you know, open up the budget endlessly to buy all the sexy tools and everything you would ever want, right? But we're gonna bring someone in, and this is most of the time our mission is to bring someone in who can work on a lean build something that is lean and efficient. And so, you know, thinking around that, but putting in a great leader and giving no budget is setting yourself up for failure.
That's right.
So there has to be a balance there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the next bullet here was org structure and reporting line.
Yeah. I think as you're preparing to bring in this person, it's very important to think about where does this person fit within the organizational structure. And from our experience, our recommendation would be that this person needs to be reporting directly underneath whoever has the responsibility for the go-to-market function, right?
That's right.
Somebody in the organization is probably owning that.
Yeah.
And the person, this new RevOps hire needs to be directly underneath that person. So they're not siloed to just marketing. They're not siloed to just sales. They're not siloed to just customer success, finance, any one of these things. It really needs somebody that is leading the holistic revenue picture and the go-to-market function. And this person needs to be working side by side directly underneath that individual, in our opinion.
That's right. The revenue leader is the key to unlocking growth in this function. And they're going to be focused end to end, right? Holistically. We need the person that is really championing this holistic go-to-market strategy. And so our RevOps leader is really the right-hand person, right? The chief of staff to the CRO. And, you know, I think what we need to say on this point is that we really just need someone to be able to be at the table. Right.
Yes.
We need that seat at the table. The RevOps leader needs to have an advisory position, because if you're reporting into one of the lower level siloed leaders, you're never really going to move the needle. You're never really going to make any progress, because you've got leaders that have their lane, their singular focus.
Sure.
And so we really want more of a holistic leader above this role.
Well, and this is a very cross-functional role, right?
Yeah, there, exactly.
You're nailing it on the head where this is not siloed. It's not exclusive to any one of those functions. And so this leader needs to be placed with whoever is responsible for really success across all of those functions, not just any one of those functions.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we can wrap it up. That was sort of the first bucket of pre-hire needs. Really a good conversation to start. You know, if you're thinking about hiring first RevOps leader, it's look internal, see what's there, look at the current state, evaluate, start some of those processes early, and you'll set yourself up for success
in
this process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So the next part that we want to unpack is the recruiting process.
Yeah.
So first bullet there is prioritizing the hiring process.
Yeah, and I mean, really this is all about removing any blockers to that hiring process. You know, the many companies will choose to work with a firm like us, a recruiting agency that's going to help them. And so you're already removing some of the blockers because we're going to take a lot of that front end workload off of the company, off of the organization.
Yep.
But at some point, there's going to need to be input and participation from the company standpoint. And what we're looking for is the ability for you to eliminate any friction there and increase the velocity.
That's right.
These candidates, these leaders are in very high demand these days. Oftentimes when they're talking to you as a company, they're talking to a few more as well. And the last thing you want to do is lose out on the perfect hire, the perfect candidate,
that's right,
because it just wasn't, you weren't operating quick enough. And so the goal really on the part of the company is to eliminate the friction, increase the velocity, give these individuals immediate attention.
Yeah.
So when it comes time to begin the conversations with them, they should be first and foremost and a priority. Yeah. Streamline the interview process. Oftentimes, you want this person to speak with many folks within the organization. Yeah. But if that number is too big, right? You want 10 people participating and one-on-one interviews for an hour for each one of those. Remember, they're probably talking to somebody else as well.
That's right.
And the last thing you want to do is lose them because the process is too cumbersome. So streamline that process as best you can.
That's it. I love it. I love it. It's really like, you know, for those who are in go-to-market, think about your buyer's journey. Think about your customer journey.
Yeah.
The recruiting process is just like your customer journey.
Yeah.
You want to eliminate friction,
yep,
and you want to be able to get the least amount of touches, but get people moved forward in the funnel.
Accomplish what you got to accomplish, but don't make it cumbersome.
Think of it as a seller and customer, right? You have to both of those positions are at stake here. So you are not only selling the opportunity to the candidate,
so you're
having to sell, but you're just as much buying,
right?
So you're evaluating the candidate and selling, and we want that process to be streamlined, and we want high velocity and throughput.
Yeah, and don't misinterpret. We're not saying that this shouldn't be an important and not have multiple people giving input to it. Definitely do that.
Exactly.
But just make sure you can remove as much friction as possible in that process.
Exactly. Excellent. So the next one is more around matching the energy and excitement of the candidate.
Yeah. I mean, we hear it all the time. Folks say, man, we really want someone who comes in with some passion, with some energy, with excitement, with drive, with ambition. And generally those folks are attracted to folks that are just like that.
Yeah.
And so if you're the hiring manager, if you're the team, match that same amount of passion, energy, drive, excitement around this role. Let them know that this function is important to you as an organization, that it matters, that you've been preparing for it, because that's going to same attract same in this
that's
instance,
right? Yeah.
And so if you want that person, then be that person. Yeah. And I think that'll help you attract the right candidate.
Yeah. And this is so important. People want good people. And especially the hiring manager in the process, the person that you're going to be working closest with, you want to have that connection. You want to have that chemistry. And so as a hiring manager, it's so, so critical to, you know, match excitement, show that you're invested in this hire, that you want this person to be successful. And amazing things happen when you have that sort of attitude in the process. And another thing is, don't give off the wrong signals.
Yeah.
Right. Especially around revenue operations. If you're serious about this, you know, don't sow doubt.
Right.
In the interview process. Right. But speak confidently and be humble. And we're actually gonna, you know, I think that's one part that we want to still cover here.
Yeah.
Is this attitude? You know, it's being humble in the process. We're putting people in front of you that are advisors in revenue operations. They are experienced. They know what they're talking about. They are excellent at diagnosing bottlenecks, problems, right? And so as a hiring manager, utilize that time.
Yeah.
Utilize the interview process to go speak into what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because that really reveals and starts additional conversations around what the expectations are going to be, what this role is going to look
like. Yeah, I mean, we're jumping into that next little bucket there, but you're right. Ask questions. Yeah. And get their insight, get their feedback, because that's exactly what's going to happen when you hire that person, right? You're going to put scenarios, you're going to put questions in front of them, and
that's
you want that. And so begin that process, take advantage of it, and begin that process during the interview process. So paint a clear picture of what your company looks like, what the operational function looks like, what the status, paint a clear picture of that, and then ask them to say, what would you do to help us get to the next? What does that look like? Yeah. And take that advice. And maybe the recommendations they make might be a little uncomfortable, a little bit different, but don't be completely opposed to that. Because like you said, these are leaders. There are generally folks that have already done it, have already proven that. And so they may bring new ideas that you may not have thought of yet. And so be open to receiving that. Be humble, be a listener, ask questions and gain knowledge there.
Let them do their work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Excellent. So the next bullet under recruiting process is proper vetting and assessing.
Yeah. So, you know, it's important to, when you're looking at these candidates, to really understand not just what they say they can do, but actually ensure that they can do those, that function. And so, oftentimes what we see is that many companies don't have a process to be able to really vet the hard skills that are needed in this. Yeah. And that's where it's really an advantage to work with RevSearch is that we do have a process for that. So when we're talking to candidates, we really understand what they have done, understand what their experience is, but then we've got an assessment that we put them through to really vet, verify, validate their talents and their skill sets.
That's right. Test and validate. We believe what you say.
That's right.
But we want to validate, you know, what you say.
That's right. So some process to do that, whether you can do that internally or working with an organization like us, that'll help you through that.
Excellent. Excellent. Which brings us to our last bucket, retention of a RevOps leader.
Yeah. What good is it to hire a great person and then them leave after some short period of time, right? So,
that's right.
So let's talk about how we retain them.
Yeah. Excellent. So the first part I would say is onboarding.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I think about retention begins on day one.
Yeah.
Right? You hear all these stories about folks coming into an organization and they are so excited about the opportunity and they get there and they just feel lost, right? They're not important. They're not a priority. The hiring manager has other tasks, other things. So I think when we're preparing for hiring that next RevOps leader, we really need to think through not just the pre side of it, the hiring side of it, but what are those first 30, 60, 90 days going to look like? Do I have the time set aside to really devote to this individual so that I'm making sure that they're getting everything? They've got the attention that they need. They got the information they need. They have the feedback that they need, that they feel like they're important and a priority. And so retention begins on day one, and it begins with a clean, solid onboarding process.
I mean, so we can go into a little bit of story time here, but I think we've heard this from candidates day in and day out. You know, these stories of, I came into a role, the hiring process revealed one thing, reflected one thing. I walked through that entire process. Mm-hmm. I was hired. Everything was great.
Right.
Everybody was shouting from the rooftops, we need revenue operations.
Right.
Started in the role and then the plug was pulled.
Yeah.
Crickets. And I was a reactive back office RevOps person. And that's where the disconnect can happen.
Sure.
Right. And then if there's no trust, if there's no buy-in, if there's no continued relationship there and close working environment, it's going to fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it goes far beyond. It goes pre and then it goes far beyond, right? But it's really about relationship and staying in. And that's onboarding.
For sure. Yeah.
Next one, let's see. Remember what they were hired for.
Yeah. So when you think about, like, if you're in a situation where you're hiring somebody that's a builder, right? Everything they've done is to come in and take sub-optimized systems and optimize them, strengthen them, connect things. And they're a builder. And then 6 months down the road, they've turned into just a maintainer, right? Because they built what they needed to initially, but there's no new vision for where you're going to go, and they just become a maintainer. Then you've got conflict because this person's designed as a builder.
Right.
Likewise, you hire a maintainer. Somebody, you've got a strong system. Maybe you had a previous RevOps leader who got you to a certain spot, and you bring in this person who's really, their job is to mostly maintain it. And then all of a sudden, there's a new opportunity, there's a new need. And that person may not be a fit for being the builder. They may be better suited. So the thing here is really to think about, what did I hire this person for, and can I keep them in that function? I heard something said a number of years ago that stuck with me. It says the number one reason that people are unhappy with their jobs, many people would think, okay, they're unhappy because they're not making enough money, they're underappreciated.
Right,
number one reason is because of changing or unclear expectations.
Mm.
So I was hired to do one thing and it changed.
Yep.
Or I have no idea what you expect of me, right? So remember what you hired that person for, and try to keep them in a role that's situated for who they are.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. I think that that's another thing that we hear a lot of is leaders come into roles and then things change or priorities change. And really, if we think about this and break down the role, I mean, we've seen this retention and, you know, the amount of time that leaders stay in roles is fairly short, right? Yeah. I mean, what we're seeing is 2 to 3 years. Sure. They come in, they
on the good side.
On the good side, they build, you know, they build the blueprint, they build the infrastructure, they start to track things, they start to optimize, automate, things are starting to improve, and then it's maintained. So the challenge is for hiring managers and companies that think about this, how can we continue to challenge this individual?
Yeah.
Because a RevOps leader is only as good as their skill set and the environments they've seen, the types of revenue engines, the types of scale projects they've right. done, right? That it has to do with touching many different parts and learning many different things.
Sure.
Technology is changing. So, you know, constantly being on the up, constantly being learning. And so that's the DNA of this role. So how can we as a company retain an individual like that?
Yeah.
Which is an ongoing challenge.
It is.
But I think it starts here.
Yeah, for sure. So, for sure.
All right. So the next part and final bullet under retention that we're wanting to talk about is the path for growth. Some of those key levers that companies can look at.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think everyone is looking for the opportunity to grow, right? Yeah. Grow in knowledge, grow in impact, grow in leadership. And so have a plan for this individual so they can see what does growth look like within this organization? How can I have greater leadership and responsibility? Yep. Generally, these folks want that. They want greater leadership. They want greater responsibility. They want to know that what they're doing is creating impact. So show them a path for that. Yep. Show them a path for promotion, whether that be a new role or a title growth.
A team
adding headcount underneath. All those things matter. So show them the path for that. Show them a path for compensation growth, right? Yeah. How can they get from where they are today to where they hope to go in the future? And so create a path, have that path for growth, and I think that'll help you maintain and retain these individuals within your organization.
Yeah. Yeah, this is really, it's not just a RevOps thing, right?
This is HR 101.
employee thing, but we need to think about it's, so in summary here, when we look at all of these different things, pre-recruiting, retention, it's really summarized in, you know, bottom line up front, proactive versus reactive.
Man, yes,
so
exactly.
As hiring managers, as hiring teams, companies, we have to take the revenue operations recruiting process serious. We have to be proactive in all of these different areas. Being proactive, communicating, being in, involved, relationship, right? We're heading in this new era where people want human leaders. They want people that see them. That listen to them, right? That empathy piece. This is what we're longing for. We want to. That's the next type of leader. And so, how do we do that? How can we chip away at that and begin to be more proactive as opposed to reactive in the hiring process?
Yeah, for sure, man. I think this is great. I love it.
Oh man, there's so much to talk about.
Planning up front, right? Do your pre-work. Yeah. Be dedicated to the recruiting process and then make sure that once you bring them in, you start on day one thinking about how you retain that individual. And I think all that's going to make a huge difference.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for tuning in, guys. This was episode 2. Like, subscribe, go look at it. We're going to keep having conversations around all of this.
That's right. Exactly. Awesome. Enjoyed it, David.
Great, man.